Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. My name is Andrew Erickson. Today, we're going to be breaking down my 11 players to target for NFL.com's Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge. This list is going to include 4 wide receivers, 3 running backs, 2 quarterbacks, and 2 tight ends. Time to get wild. Quarterback Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. The Bills have the highest odds among any teams playing this weekend to make it to the Super Bowl, giving Josh Allen the highest probability of reaching the big game with that highly coveted 4x multiplier in the NFL playoff challenge. He's also the number one fantasy quarterback this week, with the Bills boasting the highest implied team total on the wildcard slate. In 2 games versus Miami Dolphins this season, Allen has averaged 31 points per game, 352 passing yards, and 3 passing touchdowns. The Bills will likely face the Bengals in the next round, foreshadowing another shootout. Quarterback Jalen Hurts for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles may be on a bye this week, but Hurts is definitely worth considering. Philly has the best odds among all NFL teams to make it all the way to the Super Bowl playing this week. Keep in mind, before Hurts' injury, he ranked as the fantasy QB1 through the first 14 weeks of the season. Just be sure to pair him with a skilled player with a high projection this week to make up for his 0 points in the first round. Running back Christian McCaffrey for the San Francisco 49ers. The Seahawks defense ranks 5th in most fantasy points per game allowed to running backs since Week 7. They are by far the best matchup for any running back among remaining playoff teams. CMC rushed for 108 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown when he last played Seattle on 26 carries. He had a 31% target share. He had 6 catches for 30 yards. He totaled over 25 fantasy points. He's by far the clear-cut RB1 to own in the NFL playoff challenge. Next up here is running back Austin Eckler for the Los Angeles Chargers. No team has allowed more targets to running backs this season than the Jacksonville Jaguars. This sets up Austin Eckler perfectly to be peppered with underneath targets from Justin Herbert, especially if Mike Williams is limited by his back injury. With LA in the playoffs in a win-or-go-home situation, I expect them to fully unleash Eckler as both a rusher and receiver. The Chargers win. They'll likely take on the Chiefs in the next round, which is another plus matchup for the Chargers' scrappy running back. Running back James Cook for the Buffalo Bills. Drafting James Cook is definitely a different approach, but hear me out here. Similarly with Josh Allen, the Bills have the highest odds among all teams playing this weekend to make it into the big game. And what should be lost in Week 18's win over the Patriots was that Cook played a season-high 56% snap share and was heavily favored back after Singletary lost a fumble. Considering we have seen Buffalo punish Singletary in the past for fumbling, Cook's coming out party could be during the Bills' playoff run. The Dolphins' biggest weakness against running backs this season has been through the air. They've allowed the second most receptions to running backs since Week 12. In 2 games versus Buffalo this year, they've yielded 9 catches per game to Cook and Singletary combined. Before I get to the rest of my guys, I quickly want to tell you why you should try DFS Mafia's new fantasy sports platform. They are a newly launched DFS site with prop bet style contests and are looking to change the game with their integration of cryptocurrency into the fantasy sports industry. They will soon have their own crypto token built in as a method of payment and prize payouts. This is your opportunity to take advantage of getting in early on a new DFS platform. Other cool features they have are public chat rooms and create your own contest options. Every night they give up prizes to active users and are even running contests currently where users can win tickets to the big game in Arizona in February. Innovation is everything these days, So go check them out at player.dfs-mafia.com. Use promo code PROS for $10 in free play upon signup. That's player.dfs-mafia.com. Wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens quarterback situation in dire straits. I feel good about the Bengals moving on into the divisional round, and that means you need to roster some Bengals with them likely taking on the Bills in a rematch of Week 17's no contest. And my main target is wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Since he returned to the starting lineup in Week 13, he has averaged a 32% target share, 88 receiving yards, and 8 receptions per game. And in 2 games versus Baltimore this season, Chase has averaged a 34% target share and over 17 fantasy points per game. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs for the Buffalo Bills. It only makes sense to pair the number one quarterback with his number one wide receiver. And although you really are playing the long game with Diggs, as he has been held relatively in check by the Dolphins this season, frequently catching shadow coverage from Dolphins cornerback Xavien Howard. Regardless, Diggs has been the team's most targeted wide receiver in the 2 games versus Miami with a 21% target share and 6 catches per game. Even if he doesn't go nuclear in the wildcard round, you'll be glad you rostered Diggs early on so his multiplier can build as the Buffalo Bills progress throughout the postseason. Wide receiver A.J. Brown for the Philadelphia Eagles. You want at least one Eagle on your roster heading into the divisional round, so bank the 2x multiplier with A.J. Brown on a bye week. AJB commanded a 32% target share on 10 targets and a 65% air yard share, 156 air yards, 3 deep targets, and Hurts' first game back since his shoulder injury in Week 18. Wide receiver Devontae Smith for the Philadelphia Eagles. Just don't be afraid to take the road less traveled by selecting Philadelphia's number 2 wide receiver, Devonta Smith, who has been really more of a 1B than a true number 2 wide receiver for the Eagles since Week 10. Brown and Smith have posted nearly identical counting and usage stats in total games played since Week 10 with Hurts under center. It's not probable that Smith outscores Brown during the playoffs, but it's much closer than the roster chip numbers between the two receivers would suggest. Smith's coming in at under 2% rostered in the NFL playoff challenge. Tight end Travis Kelce for the Kansas City Chiefs. This one is easy, folks. Travis Kelce is the best fantasy tight end and is also Patrick Mahomes' number one wide receiver. 49ers tight end George Kittle has obviously been on a heater with 9 touchdowns since Week 11, but he's gone over 30 receiving yards in just 3 of those games. Touchdown regression will eventually come his way, especially with Debo Samuel coming back into the fold. Even with one fewer game to play, Kelce remains the best bet at tight end for the NFL.com playoff challenge. Next up, tight end Dallas Goedert for the Philadelphia Eagles. The aforementioned Kittle is obviously the consensus number one tight end with him playing this week, but the reason to fade him for the other under-roster tight end with a bye week in Dallas Goedert. DJ has averaged 4 catches for 53 yards in 3 games since returning from his injury, but just hasn't scored yet. If Kittle's touchdown regress, like they probably should just based on how many yards and targets he is seeing, rostering Goedert at a fraction of the ownership could provide massive leverage considering they play similar roles in their offenses alongside 2 ultra-productive wide receivers. And that's going to complete my breakdown on 11 players to target for NFL.com's Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge. Share with all your friends and good luck to everybody on Super Wild Card Weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.